We always love to spend a few minutes with Rodney and Jody Matthews, who are doing great ministry in the Akron area with Urban Vision. It's an organization they founded and still are running. Thanks, you two, for coming back.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's always good to be here.
So now, if somebody were a CPA listening, they're still kind of putting their feet up because really go time isn't until taxes start, you know, and they're really going to hit heavy in April. But for a parachurch organization and for churches, I feel like we're getting real close to warm up for the Super Bowl. You know, all the holidays coming. It's got to get crazy for you guys, right?
I don't know. It's,
or is it always crazy?
It's pretty always crazy. Yeah.
But there still is the Super Bowl.
So, yeah, we get to this time of the year, and, you know, you've got a lot of special events that are going on, and just about any nonprofit, whether church or just an organization like ours. But, yeah, we hit the Christmas season, and we've got our big Christmas store, and we go out there, and we get 300 volunteers to come in and service over that course of that week with a big accumulation of volunteers on the day of our store. And, it's a lot. It's a lot of fun.
Is that a good thing, or does it become an issue in terms of everybody wants to volunteer like 2 days a year, just to exaggerate? But then what happens like the week after, let's say, that event that
the week after we're resting, so it's okay.
Okay. Oh, that's good. Okay.
But it is, I guess, the contrast. So we have, you know, two big stores that we do, our Dignity stores that we have, where, you know, people donate different items, and then we come together and let our kids who've earned Urban Vision dollars come in and they shop at both our back to school store in August and our Christmas store in December. And the contrast between those two times is big. Christmas, it is a little bit easier. You've got to sign up a little bit earlier in order to get a spot to volunteer. In August, we still have openings the morning of and after.
Yeah.
So there's a difference in the timing of things, for sure, as far as the need.
Yeah.
Well, and on top of that, what I want to talk about here in a few minutes, though, is oftentimes when we look at volunteer opportunities as believers, we feel really good about ourselves. We feel that we're mm-hmm. serving God because we are. Sometimes we're serving the least of these as he's called us to do. But it allows us, I think, in some ways to not completely understand the need that's being met.
Mm-hmm.
We just see the moment where the kid is spending their Urban Vision dollars and getting mm-hmm. their gift. Mm-hmm. But I don't think many of us really understand what kids are facing in like your community in Akron.
Sure.
That would require this to be a thing that you need volunteers for.
Can you give us examples in terms of what you do during the event for Christmas?
Yeah, well, we have the kids that come that have earned their paper Urban Vision dollars throughout the school year, and they are very much anticipating this day because this is the day where they can come in and they can go shopping for their families, their teachers, their friends, and they can also pick out things for themselves.
Yeah.
So they have earned this, and this is like we've come up with this idea from different groups and stuff like that, but it's really trying to meet a need creatively.
How have you seen that impact the child in terms of that thing about having them earn it? What difference has that made?
Oh, it really has made all the difference. Yeah.
Well, and I think it'd be helpful to even back up a few steps and mm-hmm. talk about the needs. Okay, so you've got this Christmas store where kids can earn points over the year to be able to purchase things for themselves and their family.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that even a necessity? Talk about the needs in your specific area of Akron around Christmas time and what families are facing.
Well, there are needs as far as like, you know, of course, when you say needs mm-hmm. on Christmas, I mean, it's kind of sad if you wake up on Christmas Day and don't have anything for your family to maybe celebrate with. And
well, what mean parents, though, to not get their kids gifts,
somebody would think.
But it's not about that.
It's not about that, really, at all. And so we try to obviously keep the focus of who, you know, Christ is in the middle of all of this. But we try to keep the focus even with the kids about giving, you know, yeah. that they get a chance to give to. And as a child, when I was little, my mom always, you know, say, who do you want to get for Uncle Joe or this and that? And I would be like, that's not from me. I want to be able to give something. And I think this gives a chance for a child or a teen to give back something to their parents that they have earned and they have took pride in and have accomplished themselves that they can do on Christmas.
You see it a lot where kids with the giving aspect, I see volunteers that even sometimes they come in and they think preconceiving wise that a child is going to buy for themselves. Everything's going to be for themselves. And I'd say 95% of the kids first thing on their mind is, what am I able to get for somebody?
For my mom.
And that side aunt. Of, we grow up having that, like Jody had inherently in her. And this, the Christmas store, our Urban Vision Economy does, it's so many things all in one that you're giving, you're learning how to give. But that comes inherently in somebody, but that's an opportunity they would never have to do that if they weren't in that system that we have set up. So it becomes very important for that kid to, growing wise, to learn how to deal with having something to give. And that's also a big part of the whole thing, is we're teaching kids how to use money and the dignity that comes from earning. And so that's all comes together in that opportunity. So.
Well, in the midst of that, can you talk about the economic realities, though, for families in your community in Akron? Because to compare it to that, I know that my kids will talk about, some of their friends will, you know, say, "Hey, mom and dad, I'm going to go to Starbucks," and they go, "Oh, here's $50." You know,
yeah,
to Starbucks.
I mean,
get a coffee.
The median income in our neighborhood's around $30,000 for a family.
So what does that look like in reality in terms of what the family faces for meeting their needs and even meeting Christmas desires?
Well, it's hard to generalize that because I know so many families personally that are in totally different situations across the board.
Sure.
But yeah, I mean, you've got families that, you know, spending money on Christmas is it can bring a hardship potentially, that, you know, trying to provide what the neighbor's providing mindset. I mean, I think that goes across all spheres of salaries and family incomes, is like, when you're trying to keep up with your neighbors, oh, I got to get this, I got to get that. And so I really think the challenge is that, there's definitely a financial challenge. They're working hard to buy a house or to provide furniture or whatever else is going on. You know, you're trying to balance a budget just like anybody else. You're just doing it with a little bit less.
And yeah. See, I've heard both of you talk about this before, though, where if I were just to be like, you know what, I feel so bad for those families not making much. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pack up a whole bunch of Christmas presents. And I'm going to show up at the door and knock and say, "Here, I'm making your Christmas better. Take all these. I love Jesus. You should too." Is that helpful?
Well, we have actually, in the beginning of Urban Vision, we did some similar things like that. And what we found was that when we went in the front door, often the male figure in the house would exit the back door.
Yeah.
Every time. Until we started really catching on to this, that, you know, what's going to happen here is that we're bringing in these gifts or these items to give to mom or the kids that are there, but the dad didn't want to stay around, or the grandpa didn't want to stay around, because there was a pride issue there. There was a dignity issue there. And we were like, how do we get these things that people need and families that they can use without it really causing a rift within the family?
And see, that hit me when you guys told me that, the idea that giving – just randomly giving a whole bunch of kids in a family at a front door in a house that might be struggling financially presents could take away dignity from the breadwinner in the family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so why does dignity matter? Their kids need stuff. Get over yourself, right?
Well, it matters because everyone matters.
Yeah.
The dad, the mom, the kids, you know, because God sees everybody. And so we just need to get creative and think about, yes, there are needs in this family, but how can we do it in such a way that will be lifting up instead of just bringing down?
Yeah.
And so that's how the system was created, and it's worked. And we have seen it worked for now over 27 years. How, I mean, I could tell you stories that, you know, when the kids have earned their dollars, like they even food. People needed some food. We didn't just go run out and buy the food. I even asked the kids, I said, you know what, you got some extra Urban Vision dollars in your account. Would you want to put that towards getting mom some extra groceries that she needs? They're like, yeah.
So this is a real situation?
Yes, this is real. And I can remember.
Tell us what happened.
So we went and we got the stuff. I was driving the kids home. We got there. And of course, mom was standing there and her head was down. She was feeling a little bad, a little, you know, sheepish about taking all of this stuff. And I said, you know, she's like, oh, thank you. I said, no, you don't have to thank me. You need to thank your children, because they decided that they would use their Urban Vision money to buy all these groceries for you. So really, thank them. And all of a sudden, her countenance just totally changed.
Aww.
It went from downcast to be like, oh, kids, this is great. Good job. And it was like a praise for the kids. They were happy. Mom was lifted up. It was a win-win. The need was provided.
Yeah.
And it was a win-win situation.
Yeah.
And in a way, it's a way to give them back choice, right? Mm-hmm. Because poverty and hard times has a way of taking that away from you, right?
Yes. And yes, I do believe that God gives us options and he gives us choices. And when we as God's people can be creative about coming alongside someone like that, it really lifts their spirit.
And, well, and that's pro-life, by the way. If you value human life, you want to value the dignity someone has in their life. Mm-hmm. And so that lifts that up.
Yeah, I think about the mindset of which effect is longer, giving a child a gift that how long do our kids play with their toys?
They play with the
versus, versus a person's dignity.
Yeah.
Which one lasts longer, the impact? And I'd have to say that dignity lasts longer by a long shot.
And our store, too, is not just, you know, like toys. Actually, our store, we often tell it looks like Walmart or Target when you walk in because there's like toilet paper, laundry soap. Actually, that's the top of the list in our mm-hmm. community. I mean, you would see how fast the toilet paper and the laundry soap just goes. I mean, we could have hundreds of bottles of it and it's just gone. And that's telling us something. It's saying it's meeting a need in the family where that they wouldn't, if they had a lower income, that's really providing a need for the family that they definitely can use throughout the year.
Now, I want to get back to that story in just a second of the breadwinner leaving out the back door when you go in the front door and how that's changed. But how do kids earn these Urban Vision dollars? I mean, what are they actually doing? Are they just like saying please and thank you, or like what are they doing?
That helps, but our kids come in. We have a whole financial system built up for them. They come into our programming, attendance. You show up for work, you get paid, right? So that's the idea. Is the kids come in for attendance? They also can get bonus dollars, if you will, for their grades. The better they do in their schooling, the better they get
Bible verses.
Sometimes our kids, as they get into the junior high level, they start to serve at our kids club outreach to the younger kids. And so they are volunteering their own time. They get a Urban Vision dollars towards that. So they're gaining all kinds of dollars.
So it seems like a real life economic exercise where you're not just going, oh, you wore your uniform today. Here's a dollar.
So much so that they get a paycheck online that goes into their account, and they get taxes taken out.
What?
It says your
all
name
the different kinds of taxes.
Right?
Now it doesn't have my name on it.
Well, no, but what I'm
my
saying
mindset,
is that,
you mean? Yes. This is definitely a Mr. Rodney kind of thing. But they get their taxes taken out. They can then invest that money into savings accounts. They can do CDs, and they also can also invest into the stock market, and it all tracks live. So it's all play money, but yet it's all lively done. And then they put their money back into their checking account, and that's when they can pull it out for their buying at the stores.
So you're not only feeding them spiritually, which is the primary focus of Urban Vision, but you're teaching them life skills to make it, and then giving them the dignity to be able to purchase these things for their family and for themselves with their earned money from the work they've done.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you discovered this idea that the key to success was dignity, giving the breadwinner in a family or the mother you talked about dignity. So when you shifted your focus to not just handing out stuff, but having the kids earn it, what happened with the breadwinner when the gift showed up or when you showed up or what happened?
Well, like I just said, the countenance is different. The whole atmosphere is just different because it just turns the shift from me who might have something giving to someone who may not have something. It totally shifts it. It takes the focus off the person who has the resource. And it really gives it to like the family, the children who've been coming or and it's not even just children. We have had parents who volunteer, who get Urban Vision dollars that get to come and shop. So it's not just limited to just the children. So a parent can come and say, hey, I want to volunteer. And they have and they earn dollars and they get to shop at this store that it really is, because of God's people, is amazing. I mean, it's really exciting.
But then, you know, you don't get credit for it. I have to be honest, there's times when I want to hand the turkey at Thanksgiving to the family and go, hey, I'm Brian, and I got you a turkey. So what's your response to me on that? And you can be harsh if you want to. We're friends.
Yeah. I think that it's difficult because it's not that there isn't times to do the one-time event to hand something to somebody and say, hey, we love you in Christ's name.
Right.
For us, it's a long-term process of how do we continue to lift up somebody's dignity. If the only thing I was doing was that, and I don't know you any other day, and you show up, I'd be like a little bit, okay, who's this guy? What's he doing? But it's in the context of relationship. And we have right. deep relationships with the families that we work with because we see them literally all year long. The relationship is different. And the fact that we have these dignity things that are in place, we do bless like our families, all of our after school families, they get a free turkey basket for Thanksgiving that we do. Okay. Now, it's not just a handout to everybody, but it's a hand. It's a gift that we give is to supply for Thanksgiving to families in our after-school program.
And see, I just look at the wide-reaching implications for this concept for us as Christians, where even evangelistically, mm-hmm. can we really share Jesus with somebody if we are not able to give them dignity?
And like it seems like relationship is a big part of this.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, right.
Getting Definitely. To know the person mm-hmm. right. versus making it a transaction.
Which is dignity.
How right. do you start your relationship with somebody? Do you start it with, I'm your person that's going to provide you things? Or am I the person right. that's going to talk to you about the Christ?
Because there's something yeah. that happens sometimes when you start providing stuff. And I've gone down this route. I want to say that clearly that I have gone down this route
of
meeting
too.
Needs. And but also I've also gone down to too far where it was creating a dependency. Mm-hmm. And they were starting to look at me as the provider instead of looking at really ultimately Christ.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so there's a that's a dangerous slippery slope.
It is.
Yeah, you create dependency with people.
And it's also, I think, somewhat tied to that. It's well-intentioned, and I've done this before, the whole like savior complex that yeah. that guided the colonial era of history mm-hmm. where all those poor people, mm-hmm. they need us.
Yeah,
and even viewing poverty that way, where it's like, oh, they need me to go in there and rescue them. Mm-hmm. No, they need you to go there and love them and care about them as a peer and an equal and lift them up and give them dignity and teach them about Jesus, which is it's a subtle shift, but I think it's seismic in its consequence.
Yeah, I think the bringing it back to God, I mean, we have to be focused on what it is that God's calling us to do. And I don't think that God gives us those messages to come in and say, hey, here I am. You know, it's no, here he is.
That's right.
What
right.
does he have yes. you doing? And
that's right.
the part that sometimes we get off on what is it about? It's about me. Well, it is about you, the gifts that God's given you to go do.
Your
but
vessel.
Then you're supposed to be doing what God's, you know, how right. does he want you to use that creatively, the resources that he's given you, whether mm-hmm. it's material or skill-wise, how has he called you to do that, to do it in a way that blesses others to the most impact? Everybody out there I know wants to make the most impact they can. Yeah. And if we can make the most impact for Christ, it's got to be done with a way of saying, how can we do this that's going to be the most beneficial? And sometimes we don't see the long-term effects that we do.
Mm-hmm. And you know, we're going to have to go here. Time flies, but we've had a number of people text in and I think appropriately lament and say, man, I wish our federal government would have that concept. Mm-hmm. Well, here's my response. The only reason they're doing it is because we're not.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now, Urban Vision is. Mm-hmm. City Mission is. Haven of Rest is. There's a lot of places, yes. a lot of churches are doing mm-hmm. this. Mm-hmm. So there are lots of Christians doing it. But mm-hmm. the only reason the government has to do it is because we're not. Mm-hmm. And yeah. so I hope that your approach and the approach of many others in the same way, mm-hmm. where it's not about you and getting credit for doing something nice, mm-hmm. like Jesus told you to do, mm-hmm. but it's about lifting people up in the name of Jesus and giving them dignity and teaching them and seeing them as peers and equal at the foot of the cross. That's going to bring about true transformation, not just spiritually, but economically and mm-hmm. psychologically. So we've had a great half hour here with Rodney and Jody Matthews, and they are with, again, Urban Vision in Akron. Somebody wants to serve now in your Christmas store hearing about this.
Great.
So how can folks get connected?
Definitely need to get moving on it right now. but at urbanvisionministry.org, reach out to Regina. She's our volunteer coordinator, and she's signing people up right now. So.
And we also need gifts and resources that way, yes. too. So even if you can't come, you can also donate a microwave.
Donate things that
toilet
that
paper,
you need.
Yeah. Laundry soap, things
yeah,
like
a whole
people
list
families
online.
Can use.
There's a whole so. List online for that yeah. as well, and you can contact Regina about that. We got different groups and organizations that get involved in doing drives. CVCA does that, and Grace Church, and many others, Northwest Church. Chapel Hill Christian School.
So many
get involved in. Yeah.
And you know, it even fits with a discussion we had yesterday where I was surprised by a passage where when Jesus was chastising the Pharisees for mm-hmm. not cleaning the inside of the vessel, just mm-hmm. the outside, his solution, he said, you know how you clean the inside? Help the poor.
Mm.
That's what he said.
Mm. Yeah.
So you want to clean the inside of your vessel? Go donate something.
Right.
So anyway, thank you so much to Rodney and Jody Matthews and for what you're doing in Akron. It's making a huge difference for the kingdom, and we love cheering for you. So we'll have you back again soon, okay?
All right. Thanks.
All right.